Every baseball game I go to, I keep score. I got a scorecard.
We don't read or write music.
No.
We just make it up.
No.
Actually, David is proficient at reading and writing musical notation.
But I make these tunes up pretty much, and writing them out comes later if I'm working with somebody that needs to have it written out, or that's often helpful, or if I'm trying to learn a piece that's written out, that's great. I think it's a great tool. But nobody ever heard notes on paper. They still, you got to play them. So a lot of musicians that come up playing bluegrass, since that isn't a form that people get out of books, it's an oral A-U-R-A-L tradition. That's a great way to learn and develop your ear, but it doesn't hurt to be able to be a great sight reader. It puts a lot of music, and especially nowadays, when I started trying to learn bluegrass, there were no books on bluegrass. In fact, I spent a year and a half writing one, and then they wouldn't publish it because I put all the real stuff in there, and publisher couldn't get permission for half of it, but actually that's the way I learned a lot of Bill Monroe and Jesse McReynolds, Bobby Osborne solos, by trying to write them out, and I would strongly recommend that.
Can you demonstrate some McReynolds stuff?
Sure, a little bit. I'm not that great at it. But basically, his style is a what in banjo playing would be a backwards roll. It's a down, up, up. And you can make a lot of real nice open-sounding chord positions, such as this E position here. And there's a common pattern that's down, up, up, down, up, up, down, up, down. Finding a lot of chords to work into that. I used to try and get with a lot of that style, but I noticed Jesse has got a very unusual pick motion with his fingers.
Right.
Just these two fingers, they move like little, they're like spiders, or and I can't do that, so I can't get the speed that he does. Maybe Sam can add something to that.
Only just that when you think of cross picking, one of the things is to try to utilize open strings and make them. And it's the idea of another. And normally on a mandolin, if you were hitting these notes, they lead. They're leading to one another, but they don't sustain into each other. With this way, and then. Mm-hmm. That's one of Jesse's lick. So instead of going. Jesse's way would be it's almost banjo like.
Yeah.
Is that the string gauges you prefer and also action on the neck?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. I use a Gibson Monasteel set number 161, and I've just always used those. For me, they last longer than bronze. I'm blessed with that killer perspiration that just, after three songs your strings are dead, and in the mountains or altitude, it's really, really worse for me. But endorse something there, Dave?
I use these strings that have my name on them here. I actually get these stickers off TV sets, says David Grisman picks this set, and you get a free paper pick with it. No, these are Diodario phosphor bronze. The gauges are 40, 26, 15, and 11 thousandths. And I actually started custom ordering these strings about 15 years ago because their normal set was lighter than these strings, and these are a little heavier. Then I got even heavier strings, and they were too heavy. So I think it's sort of, when I was playing bluegrass years ago, volume was it was the quest for volume to be heard, you know, with the banjo and loud singing. So I had my action real high as I could stand it, and, you know, tried to get the most volume out of the instrument. But in recent years, after I met Jethro Burns and some of these other virtuosos, they explained to me that it's the way to play extremely difficult things is, for one thing, to have an easier playing action. So that kind of made sense. So I try to strike a medium between, you know, getting a good tone. I don't like it to be so low that the strings buzz. And so that requires it to be, because I could make nearly anything buzz.
What are you doing later?
And whatever. Yeah, medium action is what I go
for.
We
have a question. Jitter Pub.
You know that one?
Yeah.
D, yeah. That's it.